we got lots to keep our eye on this Monday, the 18th of August. Of course, we'll be watching for the results after the polls close tonight in the by-election out in Alberta in Battle River Crowfoot, as polls will close out there at 8:30 our time. I'm guessing it's probably going to take them a little longer to do the ballot count because of the fact it's a written ballot. So they won't be able to use any kind of a mechanical counting on it. It's all because of this 214 names on the actual ballot. So what they're doing is anybody that votes out there today, they give a blank ballot to and you write the name of the person that you're voting for. But again, at some point, I'm guessing later this evening, maybe it'll be on into tomorrow. We'll get the final results from Battle River Crowfoot. And then the eyes of the world are on Washington, D.C. Again today, following Friday's meeting in Alaska between Putin and Trump. Now you've got Ukrainian President Zelensky. You've got a number of European leaders that are gathering to meet Trump. There's some stuff going on right now. The big meetings itself don't happen till this afternoon, and I'm guessing, I suspect, President Trump will have something to say. President Zelensky, hopefully, as well. Let's hope for some positive news coming out of Washington later today. Some not so positive news as some of the numbers in the latest report from Equifax Canada, looking at the trends of debt in our country and in Saskatchewan. And what we're seeing is delinquency rates higher than the national average here in Saskatchewan. Rebecca Oakes is with Equifax Canada, and she joins us now to talk about these latest numbers. Welcome to the program, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
Any good news in these numbers?
Well, I mean, when we look at what's happening across, you know, the whole country up until the end of the second quarter, there was a little bit of good news in that, you know, since 2021, we've seen missed payments on credit commitments really been rising. You know, we had higher interest rates that impacted some of that. The good news is that we're seeing some of those missed payment levels starting to stabilize a little bit. They're starting to flatten off. So that's the good news. The less good news, unfortunately, is when we break it down and look at different groups of types of consumer across the country, we're actually still seeing a bit of a widening gap in terms of those that are doing really well right now and those that aren't doing so well.
Why is it a big deal if I miss a credit card payment 1 month?
Well, I mean, you know, as soon as you start to miss payments, that appears on your credit report. So lenders will report that information to credit bureaus like ourselves, and that can really impact your ability to get access to credit in future. It might mean that you don't get access to the best rates and things like that if your credit score is perhaps a little bit lower than it should be. So it definitely can have a meaningful impact on your ability to use credit and get access to financial products.
Everything's increasing in price, it seems, these days. We were talking earlier on the show about increases in groceries and especially in some of the meat prices. So it shouldn't be a surprise, I guess, that people are finding maybe their family budget is being stretched and they're having to rely on their credit cards more and more. Is that a trend that is likely to continue in the coming months here, you think?
Unfortunately, yes, I think it is. I mean, one of the interesting things we saw in the last quarter, we saw homeowners, those that have a mortgage, actually their credit card spending reduced a little bit in the last quarter. But younger consumers, those who don't own their own home, maybe they're renting, we did still see credit card spend going up. And some of that does kind of suggest that maybe, you know, the ability to kind of pay in full or kind of, you know, pay for things without credit is reduced a little bit more for that part of the population. And so that is a concern that we're seeing.
How are we holding up in Saskatchewan compared to other provinces across the country? Is everybody pretty well in the same boat?
Well, there is some variation. I mean, when we look at Saskatchewan in particular, you do tend to carry higher average debt in general. So on the non-mortgage debt side, it's a little bit over the national average. Now, some of that is just to do with the demographics. In Saskatchewan, you tend to have a slightly older population, and so maybe carrying a little bit more credit usage. And also the missed payment rates tend to be higher than the national average. Now, some of the good news is that missed payment rate, it's not increasing as fast as some other areas, but it is still higher at the moment. So it's not the best news, but it's certainly not as bad as some other areas. You know, when we look at Ontario in particular, you know, their delinquency rate, their mispayment rate, that was up more than 20% year on year versus in Saskatchewan, you're at 5.7. So it's, you know, not the best picture, but certainly not the worst.
Rebecca Oakes with Equifax Canada taking a look at some of their more recent numbers in their quarterly credit trend report. I get offers from credit card companies, you know, to transfer balances, and for a short time, you can get a lower interest rate. Is that something that you'd recommend people pursue if they find themselves in a bind with their credit card balance?
You know, I mean, I think everyone's individual financial situation is different. That there's a lot of different types of credit products that's out there. And so what we always say is look at your individual situation and kind of come up with the best that works for you. And, you know, one of the really interesting things that we see a lot of is actually most of us, we're not experts when it comes to finance. And so, you know, a bit like if my furnace breaks down, I don't try and fix it myself. You know, if you're not sure exactly what's the best option for you, there are a lot of free independent sources of advice that are available out there where you can go and kind of get some advice for your own financial situation. And that's what I would really highly recommend.
Sure. Average debt load for households in the province higher than what we're seeing. Delinquency rates higher than the national average. When we say delinquent, what are we talking about? What makes me in a delinquent situation?
Well, so in our report, we look at what we call our 90-plus delinquency rate, which sounds super complicated. But really all it means is you've missed a payment for 3 months or more. And the reason we use that measure is really the point at which you're missing it for 90 days or more generally is a good indication of quite severe financial stress. So that's really what it means. It's looking at the total balance of those accounts where a payment's been missed for 3 months, and we just divide that by the total number of balances.
Of course, it would be nice if the Bank of Canada rate lowered interest rates, but even if they do, we don't see that reflected in credit card interest rates. That's a different beast altogether, isn't it, as opposed to, say, having a line of credit?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with interest rates coming down or hopefully going to come down some more, it does take quite a while for that to take effect. I mean, the most prevalent place where you see the impact of interest rates are things like your mortgages, maybe if you have variable rate products like lines of credit. You know, that is one of the things we're seeing. For example, again, in Ontario or some of these areas with really high mortgage balance amounts, we're seeing consumers coming up and renewing their mortgage. And even though the interest rates have come down a little bit, they're still quite high, and we're seeing payment levels rising, and that's kind of leading to some additional financial stress. So, yes, if interest rates come down, it's probably going to help many people, but it often takes quite a while to really see that effect really come through.
And gosh, you look at some of the real estate markets in Ontario these days, some of those people who maybe bought recently might be underwater even as home values seem to be sliding in that part of the world. Certainly not here in Saskatchewan. We've still got great house prices compared to the rest of Canada, and interest rates making it reasonably attractive for people to be able to get a mortgage these days. So at the end of the day, I know we always tell the same message, and in all my years of being in the media, it's always some of the basics when it comes to trying to rein in your spending and trying to get a better handle on your credit card usage. So what are some of those points you recommend to people?
Well, I mean, like I say, it is about just understanding your own financial situation. That there is still what we'd call economic uncertainty right now. We're seeing unemployment levels rising, particularly for younger consumers. So it's really about taking a look at your own financial position, thinking about budgeting. And again, if you don't know how to budget, there is a lot of help out there that's available free of charge. And just working out what's the best thing to do. You know, maybe now isn't the time to perhaps make those big purchases or discretional spend. It all really depends on your individual situation. Like I say, our report shows some people are doing really well right now, but there's a lot of people that also aren't. So it's going to be different for everybody.
Do you think this leads to an increase in bankruptcies or consumer proposals from people too?
I mean, consumer proposals we've seen rising for quite some time. That is more kind of the insolvency route of choice now versus bankruptcies. It absolutely can end up there. What we're hoping is that won't happen. Again, I think it really depends what happens with our economy as well. You know, with unemployment, for example, it's what we call a shock factor. You know, if people lose their jobs, it doesn't matter what intent they have. It's very difficult to keep making credit payments and even just kind of paying for day-to-day living expenses if you don't have employment. So tracking those kind of big macro measures is kind of really the key to understanding what might happen next.
Rebecca Oakes, Equifax Canada. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. Rebecca sharing some of the information coming from the latest quarterly report from Equifax, but you don't have to be any kind of an expert to understand, like we were talking earlier, the price of everything, certainly at the grocery store, is on the rise, and people are finding their family budgets are being squeezed, and in some cases, people are making more use of their credit cards for those day-to-day expenses. Average consumer debt in Saskatchewan is near the top nationally. Average consumer debt is $23,478. That's up about a point and a half over the past years, and they say Saskatchewan consumers are carrying higher than average debt loads. Okay, it's 10:46. We've still got more to come. I got some more great stories that people have texted in talking about unusual fines. We'll share some of those with you when I return to the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Monday morning, Brent Clark's with you on the Evan Bray Show, filling in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Love to hear these stories about unusual fines. Got one in here from Blaine from Delisle. Says, we found a Civil War rifle in the wall of an old garage on our farm. Man, that would be something. Don't tell Ottawa, they might take it. That reminds me of the story. You probably saw the picture. I think it was last fall. Maybe the fellow was combining down in the southwest corner of the province, and he found the Old West revolver still in pretty good shape. Boy, that'd be something to find. Some other ones here that we've got. This is more recent. This is Darren in Saskatoon. Said, I was driving my Miata on Circle Drive, low to the ground, and I see things maybe other people's don't. I passed what appeared to be a wallet near the Idlewild exit northbound. So I swung around, had to play Frogger with traffic, and I grabbed it. It was jammed full of cash, cards, and ID for a guy from Ontario. No phone numbers or contacts to be found, but I did see he had a CAA card, so I called CAA, and in 3 minutes, they merged my call with the guy. He was halfway to Lloydminster, had no idea he'd lost his wallet, apparently put it on the roof at Home Depot while loading his truck. Owner and wallet reunited, and I refused a reward. That reminds me of a story. I know a couple that spend their winters down at Padre Island on the Gulf Coast, off Texas. And this past winter, they were down there. They went to an area where you could watch some of the rocket launches from Elon Musk's area down there. So they watched the rocket launch and decided to hang around a bit. So when they got ready to leave, the parking lot had emptied. As they're walking to their vehicle, he finds a wallet, and he's able to do a little bit of sleuthing online with the guy's name, and he gets his contact information, phones the guy, and the guy's now 3 hours away, and he says, I found your wallet. Well, the guy couldn't believe it, drove all the way back and said, where are you guys from? And he said, we're from Canada. And he says, well, man, I'm not sure anybody here would have done what you've done. And he gave him, or he offered him like a $500 reward, which he didn't take, but it was pretty cool. 1-877-332-8255. Regarding finding something strange, moved into our house 23 years ago. It had always been a rental. At one point, it had been owned by a policeman. Well, upon further inspection, my husband went outside to check out the attic, and I said, if you find any money, we get to keep it. Well, him and my father-in-law go into the garage and up into the attic. They didn't find any money. They did find a fully intact grow-op. It was hidden and built in the attic of this garage, even had plumbing run to it. Yeah, that room is no longer there. Man, I wonder if that could be a story for who had set that up there originally. 1-877-332-8255. My daughter and her husband bought a house in Warman. My husband and son-in-law were working on something in the ceiling. There was a pair of black stiletto shoes and other items. I'm thinking the previous owner hid this stuff from his wife. Well, what the heck? Anything's possible. 1-877-332-8255. Good morning, Brent. Many years ago, my dad lost his wallet while summer following a field. Of course, in those days, no cab on the tractor. A few years later, he's summer following the same field. Something catches his eye, and lo and behold, there is his wallet. Everything intact. A little worse for wear, but he got his wallet back. That was from Terry in Saskatoon. What a good story. 1-877-332-8255 if you've got a story on that or you want to comment on anything else going on in the world today. We'd love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. Coming up after 11 o'clock here, Dr. John Pomeroy is going to join us. He's a hydrologist. And he's been doing a lot of research, his team, about how forest fire smoke is impacting not only the air we breathe, but it's also potentially going to create problems for our long-term water supply. How does that work? We'll get details on that with Dr. John Pomeroy coming up after the top of the hour here. Trump and Putin, of course, they're meeting on Friday up in Alaska. Now we've got Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and some European leaders are in Washington as well. Those meetings, there's a couple of different things going on where he greets them and then he meets with Zelensky. Then he'll meet with the European leaders and Zelensky as the final meeting coming up this afternoon. Hopefully we'll get some information one way or the other, good or bad. We want to be optimistic that they can come up with something that everybody can agree to. But certainly the tone you got or some of the information that Trump's people were putting out following the meeting with Putin on Friday didn't look good for Ukraine. He's talking about a land swap. He's basically saying, well, you know, maybe Ukraine should just let Russia have the land that they've already got and maybe some of the other pieces of land in eastern Ukraine that Russia would like. But the big thing that Zelensky keeps saying is, listen, you can have Putin sign all the guarantees you want, but he's done this before and he's broken all those promises. So what's going to happen here today? We'll keep an eye on it. Air Canada, boy, what's going to happen with that one, huh? It does seem odd that you have this situation that these airline stewardesses, these staff that are on the planes, don't get paid until the wheels are up. And you may think, well, that's crazy, isn't it? But remember, this is an agreement the union signed 10 years ago. They've been living with this agreement for the last 10 years, but they've said enough is enough. We're not going to go back to work, despite what Ottawa is saying, until we get a deal that we can live with. I know I was on a flight this summer and the stewardess said we were on a 3-hour ground hold. She says, yeah, we don't get paid for that. Once the plane's in the air, the pay clock is ticking. So yeah, maybe it's the remains of a bad agreement they had, but they want to see change. But what a mess for people who are caught traveling on Air Canada these days. It's the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux with you on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.